With Laura Fox
Podcast.
Now, we love sending Taryn to check stuff out for us on the show, and scaring her is always a bonus. So we thought that we would send Taryn to Dublin's award-winning Nightmare Realm to see how she got on. Taryn, are you alright?
I am. I just love this music. Here we go. Woo! Yeah, it's Halloween, baby. Let's go.
I thought that was going to be like a little bit of a scary thing.
No, it's Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Yeah, I am gone Halloween mad this year. I don't know why. Are you into Halloween, Laura?
No.
Yeah.
I am. I'm into the light and fluffy side of Halloween.
The cutesy side.
The cutesy side. I'm into the bin bags as costumes, if you're going to be, yeah, like all this kind of stuff. I love that kind of stuff. The scary things, though, throw me over the
edge. So this is genuinely scary. So this is called the Nightmare Realm. So it's an interactive experience.
I need you to give me the lowdown. Define interactive. Define the experience. So, what is the Nightmare Realm?
So you go to, it's the old fruit and veg market in Dublin, right?
Oh.
Off Mary's Lane.
Yeah.
Just off Capel Street. I'm very good with directions.
Yeah.
But you know, we can Google it. So you go in, it's the old fruit market. It is so beautiful. Have you ever been inside there?
No, I've seen it on the outside and I've always thought that should be used for something.
But it is the most perfect for this spooky, like eerie kind of spooky. Have you got a, ooh, spooky. I love it.
Why does that actually sound like my laugh?
Oh, I thought that was you. No, it is so. So you walk in. So it's interactive as in when you first get in there. So I went last week and there was no queues. I think there has been queues as it gets busier.
Okay.
So if you want to Google it, the Nightmare Realm, and I would get the tickets soon because it is going to sell out. And as soon as you go in, there's actors coming around and like doing different scary things.
Are you easily scared though?
Easily scared? Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more like freaked out, but also like laughing. Like, it was also very funny. Like, do you know, because it's kind of awkward. You don't really know. Hi. So you go in and as soon as you're in the queue to go in, they start. There's like, there was an amazing woman with a hula hoop and she was doing, you know, the hula hoop bits.
Yeah.
But she was really scary as well. And then you go in and there's five different mazes. Okay. So the mazes are, I have them written down, Slappy's birthday, the meat market.
Oh, God.
The last gas station and the house of Little Red.
Were you in the last gas station?
The last gas station was the most terrifying one because when you walk in, right, there's an actor there and he ushers you in and he goes, you're late for work.
Oh, God.
And for
that
any,
is terrifying.
For any adult, that was the scariest. Like, the only thing scarier would have been if there would have been a leaving cert room and they'd been like, sit down there and do your leaving cert. Like, honestly, him saying I was late for work, I scurried along.
Jesus, let me go.
He was giving us jobs. It was really scary. And the amount of actors that are involved, this is huge. Like, it's a huge production.
Okay.
Like, it is amazing to think that this is just a pop-up for 1 month a year.
So they really just put a lot into it.
Like, the attention to detail is incredible. So there, one bit is like a meat market and there's like different chops of meat and like written on it is like your ex-boyfriend, like all this kind of, like, it's really, there's something for the adults and the kids. Now for kids it is for over 13.
Okay, fair enough. So it is too scary for younger kids.
Oh, it is too scary. But on the 28th of October they have a family friendly day.
Okay.
So if you want to bring your younger kids, because like it is so cool, if it wasn't as dark, I think that's on at 12 till 2 and maybe it's not as scary for the kids.
Okay, so I can go to that one as well.
You can go to
that one. On the 28th of October. Okay, fair enough. That's the one I'm signing up for. Yes, Kate, that is the one that I'm going to actually be able to go to and I probably still will keep my eyes closed.
So yeah, it is so good. There's loads of picture opportunities as well.
Oh, a little Insta-hun.
If you're an Insta-hun, this is the perfect place to get lots of pics. I went with my friend and she was like, I'm not taking any more pictures of you. And like, I'm not mad for getting loads of pictures, but I was like, well, get one with me with this.
This guy here.
Yeah, this guy here, I like him. Loads of picture opportunities. I would say wear comfortable clothes because at one stage you go into, you're going to be so jealous. A ball pit.
No!
There's a ball pit.
Was there $5,000 in the ball pit though?
Yeah, there was actually six.
Just couldn't find it.
No, I couldn't find it. There is a ball pit. So like I was wearing boots.
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking. You were finding a future husband.
Like, I was.
Every opportunity.
Oh, as well, this would be the perfect date night place.
Yeah, would it be?
It would be absolutely so romantic.
Would you be like, oh, I'm scared.
Oh. Yeah, like I was looking at my friend, I was like, I wish you were a man, like, and this was a date, but it's not. It would be the best place to go on a date.
Would you say first date, second date?
Not a first date. Yeah. You need to know a tiny, because you're probably going to scream. Yeah. So I actually have a clip of me screaming. That was me. Like, that's not attractive, is it?
Not really.
And that was just when they asked for my ticket and I couldn't find it. Yeah, no, it is. There's also a food court so you can eat there. There's these really cool dancers, which you wouldn't expect.
Were they dancing to this?
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
I love this so much.
I have a Halloween playlist that I've been playing already.
Do you? This song always reminds me of Davy Russell because I made his first Instagram reel last year when we did Fright Night on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, and was it to this?
Yeah, because he was a skeleton, so I put Spooky Scary Skeleton over it. I love it.
It's so good. I'm so here for Halloween this year, and I have I want to set you a challenge.
Okay, go on.
Will you do this with me?
I'm not sure.
Will you?
I don't like to come into things.
I have on my person for you, Laura Fox.
Okay.
I have a little pumpkin carving kit.
Oh, that I can get involved in.
Because I was hoping you would carve. I'm going to pass it over. I was hoping we could carve pumpkins together.
Only if we can do it here, though, because I don't want to deal with the mess at home.
Yeah.
We can do it together here. Is that all
right? We're going to do it together here.
I've got an egg. I wonder what could I carve that. What do you want me to carve on it? Your face.
Oh, yeah. I love Taryn.
Okay. I
onto
can
it.
Make that happen. Okay. Get back to the Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. If you're a movie fan, is there a lot of movie inspo in this?
There is definitely a lot of movie inspo. A lot of things reminded me of scary films that I've seen, and it kind of because
like
it's so
Saw or...
yeah. Saw, the gas station one reminded me. There's one. What is that one with Paris Hilton in it?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but again, I can never actually watch these movies in full, so...
Can you not?
No, I'm actually that much of a baby.
So if you are a movie fan, like you're a theatre fan, like the costumes are... The makeup is incredible.
Yeah.
Like
they commit to the bit as well, don't they? Like they don't break character at all.
Like I would be... Well, Afric was telling me earlier, she went to one before and she was screaming so much they broke character and to laugh at her.
Sorry, I would pay any money to see that.
Yeah.
Afric O'Connell screams. I feel like she's not afraid of anything.
No, well, she was terrified. Like, it is so much fun. I would 10 out of 10 recommend it for something different to do as well.
Do you think that you would be any good at it, like, if you were performing at it?
I did 4 years of drama school. So, no, I would not be any good.
Could you not just stand up and do really bad comedy? That would be terrifying.
Oh, I'll be doing that. I should do that every night of the week. I'm
no,
well used
don't.
To that.
No, you don't. Are you planning any other Halloween-themed outings?
Yeah, so I'm going Halloween mad this year. So I'm doing the pumpkin carving, which I've decided you and me are going to be doing together.
Fair enough.
And
I love that you actually bought me the supplies.
There's I did.
An entire pumpkin carving kit here.
Because I knew you'd make an excuse if I didn't get
I
you
would.
All the kit.
Thank you. Okay, fair enough. You know me too well.
So yeah, and I'm also going to a screening of Rocky Horror Show that you can dress up for.
That is cool.
Because the hard thing is, as an adult, there's less chances to dress up.
I know. And like, Halloween parties get cancelled and you can't just rock into town in a Halloween costume anymore.
No, you look a bit sad.
Yeah, you do. Just a tiny bit. That's what's going on.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited for Halloween this year. I think it's a great start.
I feel like you're leaning into it this year.
Oh, I really am. And Halloween did originally start in Ireland.
I know, that is the very interesting part about it. We can claim it.
Wild. I mean, we claim everything.
I know, but because we own everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't do things we can't, you know, have. Talk to me about this, though. If people want to get tickets before they sell out, where can they go?
So they can go to the Nightmare Realm website and all the tickets. So they start at 24 euro. I think they go up to like 37. And you can get a fast pass, all that kind of stuff. You can also get an extra armband for 2 euro when you get there. And if you are genuinely too scared, you can hold it up and they will back off.
Oh, now I might go.
Yeah.
So genuinely they will.
Yeah, they'll back off. So that's pretty cool. And that,
oh,
actually
that
comforted
cool.
me. Now, I didn't have 2 euro, so
I didn't
get it because I knew I was big
you
and brave.
You were built for it.
Yeah.
I was very scared during the week because I thought that you ditched us. So I'm delighted that you're back.
Because
we really miss sending you off to try things, Taryn.
I know. And I'm excited to see where you're going to send me next.
Well, let's
I'd
figure it out.
I'd love a facial or like to get my nails done or my
probably
hair.
Probably not going to happen. Not the way you want
it. What about Paris?
What about, bye, Taryn. With Laura Fox. Podcast.